Hey everybody, this is Dave. Brian and I would like to apologize that we haven't thrown up a new episode of Nothing Important in a while, but we're actually working on a new format, and we're developing other ideas and ways to maximize your ear entertainment. See what I did there? So thanks for being patient, and here's a collection of outtakes to keep you entertained in the meantime.
You're listening to Nothing Important. Sorry for the delay. Please enjoy the show.
Really loud now, but oh well.
It got loud all of a sudden because everybody's now competing with us because we got the fucking monitor, so everybody's going to be...
That's right. Yeah, so we'll be able to quiet everybody's social conversations if we wanted to, right?
Shut up and listen to us.
Maybe they don't want to. We got to tell them something important to listen to.
I'm going to have to talk to you like this, though. It's kind of awkward.
You look like a creeper.
You look like a creeper?
Yeah, you do, man. Like you're in the back alley. Yeah.
All right.
Do you got a van? Please don't bring it here.
I'll just stare off at the banner while I'm talking and check for your reaction.
We literally have 12 downloads a day on iTunes, damn it. Somebody better listen to us.
They should, man.
Somebody does listen to us. A dozen people. Thank you, Dave.
It's actually nice.
Dave Phillips helping out with the sound.
Yes.
Like to... somebody get this man a beer for me and then pay for it, too. Thanks.
Yes.
Next time, just borrow my board.
You're
on good.
Berg off the end of it during the...
like Italian citizenship thing? We looked up... Because Grandma Ruby, like her mother or something, got sick and they threw her off the boat. They were just like...
Huh? It would have been Grandma Ruby's grandma, but yeah, she got sick and died and they just threw her out in the ocean on the way.
Like, well, story to toss you off the boat, right?
Burial by sea. Right. At sea.
Not sound like a dick. She's dead first, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But well, they would just like throw
mostly
her. But like, so that was...
not all dead. Like,
you're not going to make it, so I'm not going to give you a chance.
Right, so that prompted me to look into like during the mass immigration boom, mm-hmm. like how they used to like scan people to come into the U.S. and they used to like... All right, that concludes this episode of It's All Good, Man. Make sure that you check us out on Facebook. You check us out on Twitter. See, I don't know the handle yet, and the handles work weird.
You think at It's All Good, Man is taken?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
Somebody jumped in the book. Do you have itsallgoodman.com?
No.
Someone else have it? Because I'm going to buy it right now.
I don't know. Check it out.
Well, it looks like someone's in the money.
Yeah. We'll give you $2 that we get from right. sponsors for it. This ain't Nike. You ain't Taco with the Dallas Cowboys domain name.
Oh, wow. That's weird because you got the double S.
It's all good, man. Oh, yeah. That's a good name, Dave. I like it.
Dave.
I like how the other podcast uses that as their cold open.
Server cannot be found. Wait, that just means that I don't have service. biker.
Cards with tards. Are we still trying to record this?
I don't know. I'm not the host. I'm just hanging
out. Am I still recording, Flood?
You tell me. You're the one in front of the computer.
Well, you're the one that stopped in the middle of this.
Get some aloe for that.
You were in the middle of an outro, then you got off subject and didn't come back to it.
There is no webpage at sawgoodman.com.
All right. Buy that shit up, or I will, and I'll lease it to you.
Okay, I will pay you 100% of the profits we have currently.
I don't want 100%. I just want...
If you log into iPage, you can
We just said, you get 100% of the profits that we're currently...
I don't want 100%.
How much does it cost?
50.
I want 120%.
Well, I can only give you 110, Tim. Only 110.
You have a hard bargain, sir.
Do I just log in?
Throw in a free foot massage? Call it a day. That'd be the best 99-cent foot massage. That's what it costs to buy it.
What? Huh? What costs? The domain name?
Yeah. Well, 99 cents. Buy-in fee plus
your okay, you're going to buy the domain name for a foot massage.
If you use your tongue.
What am I, a cat?
You are like the cat that walks across the piano.
Ding-dong-dong. I'm still recording. Just this this witty banter we had. Yeah, repartee.
I don't know. This is, might be a little too highbrow for most.
I really love the fact that Myers' army buddies love the shit out of us. Really? They think we're the funniest motherfuckers. I've been getting texts like, if we don't get it up by Tuesday, Myers be like, dude, I got four guys asking what the episode's at.
Of Nip or this
of
one?
Of Nip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nip is neat. International podcast, by the way, I'm sure you all know.
That's right.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. All over the world.
From U.S. to Sweden.
One listen a week abroad. Abroad listens. One broad listens one once broad a week. Listens a week.
And then she talks about how we're misogynists.
Actually, if you want to know the truth on that, I have the stats where we actually have a pretty... pretty decent
interview. Misogynist? I'm not a misogynist. You should be a misogynist, okay. Back.
Logan's not correct. I don't
you should be misogynist.
You should be a misogynist. Okay, let's... Wow, has that ever been said before?
I don't know. I think I just made something awesome up.
Yeah. Misogynist? You should be a misogynist.
I can't believe we have never thought of that before. That's
only come out at night, apparently.
Yeah. Oh.
I want to make t-shirts.
Where were you at when Harvest Spa was next door?
Right? Yes.
Dude, tell me about it.
The neighbors to the salon was a rub and tug.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. I got busted, right?
All
right.
Please get shut
so
down.
We'll come back to the ending. Let's, all right, so.
You just recorded half nothing.
Animal Planet, I did not know that they had bunnies as cheerleaders. And there's guinea pigs that run their Goodyear blimp. And if a dog gets into a fight with another dog, it's unnecessary roughness.
Are you FF for sure?
Fucking FFF for sure. Or fucking for sure.
Fuck in, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and do this. Okay. Try to nail this.
It's rolling.
You said American Revolution.
Flood said American Revolution, and he fought for the Union.
Right. The Civil War had the Union and the Confederates.
Yeah, the Civil War had the Union.
Everybody
and the
that fought in the Revolution.
The American Revolution would be America.
Or in the colonies, yeah.
He fought for the colonies, not the Union against the
It was the Revolutionary War.
The American Revolution is also known as the Revolutionary War.
Which we fought against
England.
The British.
The British.
Yes.
Right, but the terminology I use is what they use for
it. The Civil War, which happened 100 years later, was the Union.
Right, because nobody's picked up
the was the Union against the Confederacy.
No, I'm asking for clarity.
Brian said,
I understand.
My relative fought in the American Revolution for the Union.
Which, by the way, you guys
not the Union of United Auto Workers Union,
by
not
the way,
the Food Servers Union.
I thought it was the IBEW.
Which, by the way, just by the way, you're welcome.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for your service.
That's my new thing is, you know, there's always like famous stories, like famous lies and stuff nobody can ever prove, or like mysteries of history.
Like Paul Revere.
Like the Holocaust.
Like the Holocaust. Like,
okay. Do I have to cut that out for the outtakes?
Like,
I'm not recording.
Oh, I'm recording now for the outtakes.
No.
I'm just saying.
Nobody knows who fired the first shot of the American Revolution, so I'm just going to go out there. I'm pretty sure it was Boomer Jenks, so you're fucking welcome.
I thought it was Paul Bunyan.
No, he carved the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I thought he was a silversmith.
He may have been, but then he killed vampires, right?
Oh, that was... Van Helsing.
Van Helsing. No, Abraham Lincoln, vampire hunter. You see my Facebook page?
Oh, didn't you see the documentary? Abraham Lincoln, vampire hunter?
Yeah, it's not even how it really happened.
It's not even how it really happened. This has become a nothing important episode.
Okay, back
on track. I'll go wait in the car.
We'll call you in 15 minutes when we wrap up then.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Dave. So where are we at?
I don't know. Where were we?
We were talking about characters.
You were leading
the charge on this segment.
You were leading the charge. We were at the point of the...
that's right.
He got the welfare check, so he never left his house.
In case you haven't noticed, these are the outtakes.
I don't even remember
it's
what it's
so
called.
Mindy or...
It's Mindy Project.
Mindy? Yeah, Mindy Project. Yeah,
whatever. Here you go.
I mess things up.
We're going to play this. Screw it.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, nice.
Is this copyright infringement? I don't know.
No.
Sue me, fuckers.
Better call Saul.
Right, yeah. our listenership is just going down right now.
This but is the they first can't hear time it. I've ever heard this song. Do you just want to see the words?
No, I'm good over here.
I can full screen.
Just a real quick note about this. We were in Disney 2 weeks ago, and they actually have a sing-along. And there was probably a good... My wife is actually sitting in the room, right? There was probably easily a good 500 people there singing this song, right?
Oh, yeah. Every 25 minutes, the whole effing dance.
Yeah.
How long is the national anthem if you were to sing it normal, start to finish?
I think it's about 148 or something like that.
Oh. Okay, then definitely I take the over.
I know this because
my... I don't think anybody's gone over in a long time, though, actually.
$20 bet. Over. I'll take the over 2 minutes. You in? You in?
There you go.
Boom.
I got gotcha. $20.
Dude, we don't have $50.
We don't have 20. 20. I already owe you money, so what's the 20?
Pack it up.
Sue me.
Better call Saul.
Better call Saul.
All right, turn that shit off. Actually, it's kind of catchy now.
I don't like the animation in this either.
Is that the Frozen movie?
Looks like it.
That's some shitty animation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is from the movie? I don't like the animation of it at all. It's
basically the worst movie ever.
Everybody loves it, though.
Including Penelope.
On the bright side, at least we're making them all cast 2 and 3.
You know what? I was sitting here thinking.
Let it go! See, I haven't heard it before, and I'm already singing along. It's a catchy song. Yo.
So
let it go. Yo.
Bill from Third City has shown me the song. It's called 15. It's 1-8-6-7-5-3-0-9. Shit. Hold on. I need to look it up real quick.
Let it go. Let it go.
I'm gonna start another tangent.
You guys wanna do Beth's Malort shot on
You got Malort?
Okay.
I was gonna bring a bottle.
You guys wanna do Beth's Malort shots for the Bud Bowl?
Sure. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Because a lot of this, obviously, is going to be cut out, but when we jump back in with serious recording, I'm just going to say something to the effect of, so instead of watching the Super Bowl, we're actually going to go through and watch the Bud Bowls. So that's where you come in. So I look up on Wikipedia the Bud Bowls. So you have, like, Bud Bowl 1, 2, 3. I think there's 8 of them, but, like, in their entirety, they're only, like, 3 or 4 minutes each.
Do you want to jump in really quick with our quick review of that song and say, we listen to that song, it sucks?
What's funny is I was sitting here and I'm like, why is this song so popular? And I was like, I'll bet it's one of those 1-5-6-4 songs.
Okay.
Love you, buddy.
You know 1-5-6-4?
Yeah.
Your little Bono rant from the other podcast.
Yeah. I don't know, I blacked out.
As soon as chorus hit, yeah, it's totally a 1-5-6-4 song.
Dave, are you staying?
What is 1-5-6-4?
It's the I'm gonna go home. Okay. It's the chord progression that is the most popular in all of music. It's like the most appealing to the ear. Every pop song basically follows the 1-5-4.
Look up, yeah, if you look up
1-5-6-4 chord progression.
Man, there's a British band that has like a 5-6 minute.
It's basically the threesome song. I think our theme song is actually a 1-5-6-4 chord progression.
Probably is.
Yeah. Only fucking idiots.
Have you ever heard of the Access of
JK?
Awesome? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The 4 chords, the 32 songs, right, so and 4 chords.
So it's obviously a bunch of this outcast list. Yeah. I'll go grab Malort, and then I'll come in and be like, okay, since we can't watch the Super Bowl now, what we're going to do is we're actually going to watch the old school Bud Bowls, and you can look them up and be like, all right, Bud Bowl 1, and we'll have a watch. And since you're not drinking, me and Tim will make a Malort bet.
He's drinking.
No, I'm going to go on.
Just fake the Malort bet.
And I just act drunk because I'll lose.
No, you're the guy who can drink us under the table. You'd be like, guys, I'm not feeling anything.
Oh, yeah. I act like it.
Yeah. Like
okay. I was going to say, I'm...
Okay, so funny story. so funny story. When I was in Dallas, Texas for work, probably about 6 years ago.
The Dallas, Texas?
Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth.
I kept sending these girls... shots of water. And it was, hey, send them shots of water. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, dude, I will give you $5. Send them shots of water. So the first time, they're like,
vodka.
And all of a sudden, I don't care. All right. So I was in Dallas, Texas for work. And there was this group of like girls.
The Dallas, Texas?
The
Dallas,
Texas.
Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth. Oh, DFW, right
And they thought they were hot shit. So like all these guys are, and I'm like, hey, send the whole table shots of water. And the waiter's like, I'm not going to do that. That's fucking stupid. And I'm like, well, $5 for nothing says you're going to do it. He's like, yes, sir. So he goes over and I did this probably like 4 or 5 times, but the dumb girls probably fell for it 3 of those times. So then it started backing up because now they just have shot glasses just full of water.
Coolest Applebee's waiter ever.
So no joke. There had to be. I don't know what they were a part of or a party, but there had to be like 25 of them, right? I'm sending like. It just cluttering their table because it was like a round stand-up table. Just cluttering the shit, and they're getting pissed. And I'm like, okay. So.
And they didn't know who was doing it?
No, because I kept being like.
Did you tell the waiter to not clean up after him? Because you'd think that, you know, normal server would kind of
I think they were being such bitches or whatever. For whatever reason, he just kept stacking them up. And I think it was because they gave him $5 tip each time to literally do nothing.
And pour free water.
Yeah. He was probably taking them from the pitcher that he uses to like douse the table to wipe it down or some shit. And so like they have this round table and like there's all these shot glasses everywhere because now it's an inconvenience because they can't even put their hands on the table without it like shaking the table and their shot glasses and shit. So it was like 25 girls around like this fucking round table that thought they were all hot shit.
Sounds like my prom night.
Right? So I go over there because they're yelling at me now, right? Like the third or fourth time, they're like, fuck you, quit sending us water! And I'm just playing it off the whole time, like, yeah, girl, got you. Like, I was sending them, like, high-quality shit.
But like, no, babe, you don't even know. That's Ciroc, y'all.
So
smooth as water.
So I end up going over there, and I'm like, okay, guys, yeah, that was funny. I was just messing with you. But I'll tell you what, I'll order a drink, whatever you guys want. So I call the waiter over, and I'm like, all right, order them up. Right? Like, whatever they want. I'm like, who wants to drink it? So everybody makes an order, right? Like, this is like 26 of you include me.
You said you'd order it. You'd say you'd pay for it.
Exactly, oh! Jim. We order it, and I get, like, a beer, and I drink the full beer before all these girls are like, oh, my God, this guy's such a baller. And I just walk up to the waiter right before I leave. I'm like, hey, man, how much are you for the beer? He's like, I don't know, $10. Am I right? Yeah, dude, here's a 20. And I left, and while I was waiting for the cab, I looked in the window, and let me reverse that. So before I left, I paid my $20 for the beer, gave the guy a nice tip for putting up with my shenanigans, mm-hmm. and told him that they want the tab. So as I'm waiting for the taxi cab to go back to my hotel, I could see inside the bar and see the table of where we're at. And the guy bring the tab, and all these people just flip their shit because these stupid girls thought that, like, since I said, I'll order you a drink, they started ordering like $27.
Fucking ridiculous.
Well played, sir.
Ridiculously well awesome. Played. All right, so I'm going to go grab my
couldn't have done it better yourself.
If we're going to get gross, let's get gross.
Oh, you think you're gross? I'm already shitting. Home runs for behind the meatballs.
None of that. Bull crap 2-on-2, you guys playing the suburbs.
Pussy ass 2-on-2.
Oh, no, okay. Football, not basketball, football. Yeah.
So, basketball, good movie, by the way. Yeah. If you haven't seen Basketball by the creators of South Park, fucking awesome movie.
Maybe I'll just start, like, whenever
Tim makes a reference. Okay, I'm just going to put this out there. Okay, did you know that that's based on a real game that they made up in their neighborhood?
Yeah, the Zucker Brothers. It's like, because everybody thought it was a Trey Parker and Matt Stone movie, mm-hmm. but it's not. It's a Zucker Brothers movie that they got those guys to play the lead roles.
Right.
Based on a game they made up in the neighborhood, and it actually took off in their neighborhood. Right. People actually loved it. So, yeah, that's amazing.
That's so fucking awesome.
But I do like how they, for some reason, picked Real Big Fish to be like the stage band for the
Real Big Fish is amazing.
For the beers. I'm not going to argue that for one second.
For the
second.
Next 5 minutes, everything's amazing.
Amazing.
Yes.
Like every time I hear Real Big Fish, I always think about Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the first one. Like when you're playing the warehouse and you're going down the ramp.
Yeah, that's not
Here Real Big I Fish. Here I am.
That's not Real Big Fish.
No?
No.
Well, that song.
That's that, that other ska band from the 90s.
That song that plays makes me think about Real Big Fish.
He didn't say it was Real Big Fish. He said that it makes him think about
Real
Big
Fish. It makes me think about it, Dave.
Yeah. Use them Googles.
All right. So, anyway.
Oh, back Googling to before we skim past that story of the week with the just here so I don't get fined thing. It's actually kind of ironic because
the Ernie's.
Because of the hat.
No. No, that's Goldfinger?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes me think about Real Big Fish.
they're similar. They're all similar right. bands.
Because of the hat.
Real quick. Real Big Fish does do an awesome cover of Take On Me by A-ha.
Which is in the movie.
Goldfinger does an awesome cover of Real Big Fish in Basketball.
Sweet. All
right.
Finish
for those of you who can't see, I'm pointing at the door right now. I'm looking at Tim.
No, you're not. No, now you are.
All right, Tim, finish your thought. What were you saying? Somewhere.
This is actually one of those times where, like, I will go to a friend's house. It's a tradition. It's just, like, the two of us and, you know, maybe some other people, and we actually pay attention to the game. Like, we avoid parties so we can watch the game because we like football.
Who cares about the game?
Exactly.
About that fucking party.
Can we use
party.
His name?
Yeah.
Andy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I get to see Dave and Andy. They both greet each other as he walks into the room for Super Bowl Sunday and sit on opposite ends of the couch.
They greet with looks, no words exchanged.
Right.
And they're both drinking a high-end, high-class, very rare ginger soda pop.
Ginger soda pop. Sit on opposite ends of the couch, and as the game gets more and more intense, they just inch a little bit closer.
No, what happens is there's a big bowl of cheesy, extra cheesy Doritos between them, and they both reach for a trip at the same time.
At the same time.
And they touch each other's hands and they look, both with dustings just down their beard. And they say, you gonna finish that?
Did it really sound that gay when I described it?
Wait, who's talking about gay? I'm just talking about just eating
just
Cheeto
two dudes. Just two dudes hanging out watching. Yeah. Watching sweaty men run into each other on a football field, sitting next to each other on the couch.
Eating cheese, licking fingers.
Eating cheese, licking fingers. You know, one hand lingers on the other just a little bit too long.
You lick my fingers, I'll lick your fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You call it a party.
So anyway, I usually watch the game. I usually watch the game with my buddy Andy and his wife and son. And sometimes Bisky comes by with his
Somebody's got to hold the video camera, that's all I'm saying.
His wife does that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the kids cry. All right, yeah, so...
I can pause the recording. This is all getting cut out.
No, it's not.
All right.
Laughing so much, I had to take my hoodie off.
Got you all hot and bothered.
Someone's got to hold the camera.
God damn, all that football cheese talk.
Finger licking and sticking, that's all I'm saying.
So at least I finally get to use that bucket I cut a hole in the bottom of. That's all I'm saying.
Is that for the boom mic that the kid holds?
I don't get it.
So, Super Bowl playing.
So they can hear his nuts slapping on your taint.
That's the worst episode ever.
You can cut all that out.
Homophobic.
Yeah.
I'm a loving it.
No, pro-homos.
So,
pro-homo. Pro-homo. So, yeah. What topic were we on?
I'm just saying, no hetero, dude. All that stuff, no hetero.
No hetero. It's like that yogurt eat. What's it? Pro-homo yogurt?
Yeah, I hate it because it gets all over my face and in my hair.
You guys know that? Oh,
it gets all in my mustache.
I thought you were going with Activia because apparently they pulled all advertisement for Activia because it's full of shit.
Ooh, like actual shit?
You like what I did there?
I see what you did.
I don't get it.
It's supposed to keep you regular.
Which is a fancy word of saying it's a laxative and it'll make you shit your pants.
Right, but they got in trouble and had to pull all the advertisements.
Really?
Oh, that's what I heard.
Bullshit.
I haven't seen Jamie Lee selling at Tivy lately.
Man, she sold the shit out of that yogurt, though, didn't she? Oh,
so hard. This is the dumbest thing. All right.
Back on track.
All right, so Dave,
it's going to be a good outcast. It's going to be a good outcast. That's all I know.
All right, so here's the thing about Bud Bowl 7. As opposed to having the awesome commercials on TV, Bud Bowl 7, that was the one that was actually played out in stores. Right, Dave?
Sure.
In what, Bud stores?
In Budweiser stores, yes. The world-famous Budweiser stores. You know, like Kroger and shit. Okay, so let's just go ahead. Between Bud Light and Budweiser, who won fucking Bud Bowl 7?
Final score, Budweiser 26, Bud Light 24.
Oh, man.
Budweiser wins again.
Jesus Christ.
Again, a Thai food reference.
All right,
I've got leftovers here if you guys are hungry.
Hell yeah, bring them out. What's up? What do you got?
I got some pad see ew. I got some golden noodle chicken. Hit it up.
Well, if you guys are doing shots, I'm going to eat
on the podcast. I'm eating.
All right, here, hold on. Non-outtake, ready?
Ah.
Here we go. All right, so apparently the thing about Bud Bowl 7 is that it wasn't actually played out.
Go on.
All
right. Hold on, let me get the noise out of the way.
What, on the bright side, we got a ton of outtakes, so that's good.
Is that wide noodle? Oh, that's the golden noodle. Yeah, that's good. It's not too spicy either.
Where's chopsticks at?
Oh, God. You just use two rat tails.
Hand me that butcher's knife. Let's shovel this shit down.
Yeah, let's catch a rat.
Right. Hands it is.
Just use your fingers. It's all good.
All right, ready? One,
two, three. The C-note party?
That was a cable connection. It recorded. It just wasn't showing up right away.
Chicken of the chai, the Chinese chicken.
Gotta zoom in.
Okay. Have a drumstick, then you might start
ticking. There's the next five of the lights on.
You know, it's freestyled, right?
Seriously? Yeah. Every time he sang it, it was freestyle?
Mm-hmm. Here's the beauty of
the fish of freestyle.
The beauty of that. The guy that does the, from Berenaki Ladies, that does the Tickety China, the Chinese chicken.
Mm-hmm. It was freestyle, right?
Did you know he is cousins with Snow?
Is that why he can freestyle so well?
Who's Snow?
Informer, you know, so that me Snow me I go blam. I like it boom boom down.
John Snow?
Yes.
Aldous Snow.
You know, Jeffrey. Snow is like
blow up down the street.
Because no one's afraid of a Jeffrey.
He's like a legit, like Canada. He's like a legit, like music star. Like to this day, he's like a big time act. Big
Snow deal. Is,
yeah,
really.
And his cousin is in the Bare Naked Ladies.
He's a big time act.
Big time act, yeah. Like somewhat famous.
I didn't know what you said at first. He's like a big. Time act?
He's a big time act. Like, he likes to tell Mac? Time on stage. He's like a Big
formal,
Mac.
He's like a formal Big Mac, a big time act?
Right. <you're> like, three buns, like, four.
It's like the Thai version of the Big Mac.
It's like, right, like a three-button suit, but it's a three-layered.
All right, I can't find Bubble 8 on the iTubes.
Oh, the tubes? Was it also in a Budweiser store?
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Well,
What do you got over there?
The winner is, the final score is Budweiser 27.
Fuck.
Bud Light, 24.
All right, so let's just go ahead and record this.
I already poured you.
Oh,
he's about to add to his shot.
Fuck. All right, top it off.
It's nighttime.
All right, let's start over. All right, are we recording?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess this is going to go on the outtake reel. We have Jason and Dave from the Nothing Important podcast, and we have been told that these are the hottest wings.
Yeah, I don't like hot food, but this apparently is the hottest wings these guys have ever eaten.
The hottest wings you'll ever taste.
They were kind enough to give us these wings in the middle of a podcast.
Right, send them on over as we're talking on the microphone.
So I'm going to grab the drumette here.
And Dave, just real quick, just for the record, you're kind of a pussy when it comes to...
I'm absolute pussy when it comes to hot food.
Because I am terrible with hot food. I'm sweating just looking at it. So, Jason, how are you with hot food?
Oh, I love
that. Yeah, talking to that
microphone. You can talk right there.
I love that shit.
You love it? Dave hates it? All right, the hottest...
Here we go.
Hottest hot wings anybody's ever tasted.
I'm cheating and I'm dipping in the ranch.
Ah, oh, boo.
Okay, never mind.
All right. I got to tell you, there's nothing more sexy than two overweight guys eating chicken wings that are easily like an hour old now. Oh, it's all over your face. Oh, so gross.
All right, so far I got nothing.
Nothing?
It's sweet. The heat's coming in late.
Heat's coming in late?
I think it's actually just kind of rounding second right now.
Yeah? Jason, how you feeling about it? You feeling okay? Feeling confident?
Nope, it's rounding third.
Yeah?
It's making its way home. I think
my mouth is going to owe my asshole an apology in the morning.
Right. Yeah, we're rounding home right now.
Is it bad? Oh, my God. Dave's eyes are rolling in the back of his head.
Woo! All right. So.
I got the hiccups.
Oh.
Yep, that shit is bad.
Are you all right?
I'll make it.
I'm starting to think this might have been a mistake.
Yeah?
Can I have some napkins, please?
No, just down it with more beer. Look, you got a whole glass right here.
Okay. My eyes are watering and I've broken out into a sweat. I don't think those guys were full of shit.
Oh, my God. Jason, you all right?
I can't even talk. I got nothing.
No.
I think I've lost the ability to talk now because my tongue is gone numb.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Dave's eyes are popping out of his head right now.
Make sure you wash your hands before you touch your pee-pee.
No, I'm going to go straight for the jugular, dude.
Dave is sweating so much his glasses are rolling off his face.
So I'm definitely tasting some habanero.
Okay.
My lips are burning.
Oh,
I'm crying over here. How you doing, Jason?
That shit was delicious.
Why does it take so long to kick in? I don't understand.
That's how it gets you. It lures you in with a false sense of security, and then it kicks you.
Who eats that?
Dave, you are sweating so much, your glasses are sliding off your face.
Yeah, my glasses are literally sliding off my face right now. That was a really stupid idea.
No, if I eat one, I'll throw up on this microphone.
That's why I can't even talk right now. My tongue hurt.
Are you okay? Jason tapping out? You guys tapping out?
Does anybody have any milk? Ranch? Something?
Give me a Tums. I'll go for number two.
Well, this My Ghetto that I'm drinking has helped me out quite a bit. Yeah, holy crap, dude.
That's good, huh? How you feel?
Don't touch your eyes.
Woo!
That's all I can say. Everything's on fire.
Okay. Do we even know where those came from?
No.
Besides, like, the guy sitting over there?
All I know is this is one of the hottest things I've ever eaten in my life, dude.
Plug it.
Do we know the name of the...
What is this? Gelsomo's Pizzeria?
Gelsomo's?
Oh, I can't... You say it.
Gelsomo's Pizzeria of Maryville, Indiana. You've crippled two large men. Congratulations.
I'm a very, very large man.
Yeah, two very large men you've destroyed, so congratulations.
I did explain before this, though, I hate spicy food. And I'm
this might become
pussy.
Like this might become like a reoccurring thing on the podcast. Whenever we do live, we're going to have to get hot wings, and then we'll start ranking them. And go ahead and take the plug. But Gelsomo's?
Gelsomo's, all right, so this definitely tops the list so far.
Well, it's the only one, so yeah.
That was the joke.
Undisputed congratulations. All right, and that ends the first official Nothing Important Podcast Hot Wing Challenge. There are two. It's 30 degrees right now. You guys need to go stand outside because you guys are looking rough. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go see my face in the snow and see if it melts.
Oh, God.
All right, cool. I'm stopping recording later. All right.